Stephen Murphy is one hell of a sculptor. His powerful, almost violent strikes, methodical and impossibly precise. His workspace is his temple, and cleanliness an imperative. Assistants clear his path of debris and clean his tools as he works so as not to slow him down. Those tools, many of which he designed and built, are themselves a work of art, laid out before him gleaming and varied, some as small as tweezers, others a bit more, well, hefty. Watching him work, you're entranced by the intricate choreography of it all. Heck, you almost even forget that he's doing this all through a 6-inch incision in Lori Thornton's hip.
Okay, Lori A. Thornton, 6-9-1957. We're doing a left total hip replacement. Do you see initials on her left hip?
Standing inside this Baptist Hospital operating room, just feet from Thornton's left leg, which pokes out from beneath a canopy of thin blue paper-like cloth, I keep thinking to myself, this is a minimally invasive total hip replacement?
In learning surgery, traditionally, people say that the key to surgery is exposure, exposure, exposure.
That's the surgeon, Dr. Stephen Murphy, who developed this minimally invasive technique back in the early 2000s.
And that's true, but I think a new corollary to that is that you should only see exactly what you need to see to accomplish the task.
So where a traditional hip replacement calls for a 12-inch incision along the posterior, the one I watched Dr. Murphy make was just 6 inches along the top of the hip.
We can do more accurate surgery through a smaller incision with enhanced technology than you could do through a larger incision without it.
That enhanced technology developed by Dr. Murphy is on full display on a big screen in the room. Here's Pete Caraviello, who works for Dr. Murphy and is my guide here in the OR.
What we do is we take a pre-op CT scan of the patient. We then plan the surgery virtually in 3D. So we reconstruct the pelvis and plan where this mechanical smart device will dock to that specific patient's pelvis.
That orients Dr. Murphy as he works in this smaller space. Then there's the issue of the soft tissue.
He just cut the only thing that he will in the whole operation.
Wow.
That's a small piriformis tendon.
That's a huge contrast to a traditional surgery, where not only would more tissue be cut, but the hip joint would be dislocated too. Now, the upshot of all this is a speedier recovery and a shorter hospital stay. Thornton, right now in the midst of surgery, is scheduled to be resting in her own bed at home by the end of the night. That's thanks in part to Dr. Murphy's method, but also a host of other factors.
The preoperative, perioperative, and postoperative approach that allows these patients to go home.
Dr. Jay Lieberman is the president of the American Association of Hip and Knee Surgeons.
It's a comprehensive approach to the patient, including the anesthetic, the pain management, aggressive physical therapy.
When Dr. Murphy was pioneering his technique, it was pretty cutting edge. Today, Lieberman says minimally invasive hip replacements have become common in the U.S., but he also points out that every patient is different. And sometimes traditional methods are still preferred for any number of reasons, from a patient's physical build to their underlying health at the time of the surgery.
The most important thing is doing it well. When done well in randomized trials, most people are pretty much the same by 4 to 6 weeks.
But with joint replacements on the rise and patients looking increasingly like Lori Thornton, that is under 60, active, and looking to stay that way, those first 4 to 6 weeks can be a pretty big deal. So doctors like Stephen Murphy, who's now performed his surgery more than 2,000 times, should expect no trouble finding his next 2,000 patients. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
How do you feel? How's it going?
Oh, it's great. It's, you know, this is what we do.
Yeah.
You know. So we're all right.